Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, don't forget every college football coverage. College football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Put your hands in the air if you're a true player. We'd be joined by Sean Smith right now. Big Daddy Sean, how you doing on this Friday morning?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Listening to you guys is funny, you know, with you guys talking about trap game and the young jock and all that on there. You know, you guys are funny.
I said it's not. So hear me out. You hear all this, you know, BS before. If this team was 2-0 going into New York with Baltimore on the other side, all these pessimistic people would say, this seems like a trap game. They're 0-2, not worried about Baltimore right now because they're worried about their damn selves. So the trap game is irrelevant. This is a must-win game, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, every game from around now is a must-win game. I mean, we haven't been, 0-2, start 0-2 since, 2014, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think like you guys were saying earlier, the run game. But I think in order for the Chiefs to win, the offensive line and defensive line have to play better, hands down. It's not just the running back, Pacheco and Hunt. It's just the offensive line play. And the Giants suck. The coaching staff, what's my man, Dabo, he's on a hot seat. So if we win, don't be surprised if he gets fired. You know what I mean? Just because he's on a hot seat and what's going on. And as far as the Chiefs, I'm not in panic mode yet because we lost the first game. We took a long trip to go play a division game against a team that we normally beat, and we lost by, 6 or 7?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play well. We lost again this past week because we didn't run the ball and, you know, just not doing what we're supposed to do. We've been beating ourselves. So I think we'll get back on track this week. We're running the ball, the defense stopping the run, we get up early, and as you say, get sacked. But the concern I'm really concerned about is the Giants do have a good defensive line. Everybody's not talking about it, but you got Burns and the kid Thadabo, whatever. They both are up there in sacks, and they get pressure on the quarterback. So it's going to be real interesting.
Well, we have talked about that defensive line, but don't you neutralize that, Sean, with running the football? And we've talked about the running game. Like, doesn't that help you neutralize and take their strength out if you're able to run it?
Yeah, and we also got to be able to run screens, though. But, you know, when we have all the penalties with the false start, holding, illegal man downfield, illegal procedure, we're beating ourselves. It's not like the other team is really doing something drastically out there to stop us. We're just beating ourselves.
Sean, you obviously really familiar with the defensive line, and one of the guys that I kind of put a little bit of pressure on this week, because we had Mitch Holtis on earlier talking about this should be a 4 or 5 sack game against Russell Wilson. What are you noticing from, like, Karloftis? Like, why isn't he able to get home? I know it's only 2 weeks. He's shown in the past he can get to the quarterback, but what have you watched? Because you mentioned the defensive line needs to be better. What do you see that needs to be better?
I think he needs to get off the ball a little bit better, and I think he's thinking too much, and I think he's starting to feel the pressure. You know, being a top pick like that and the pressure, you're getting into it with the franchise player, Chris Jones. It's kind of weird because now it's like, what have you done for us lately? And we need production. And even with Aminahu, we need production. We got all these guys, we need production. There's enough talk. We do too much talking. We need to put up or shut up. That's just where I'm at with it right now.
Yeah, you watched that game against Philadelphia last week. They blitzed 19 times, or as Coach Boone would say, they blitzed all night. I don't think he was the one that said that, but, you know, the Remember the Titans. Do you want to see more?
Remember the Titans.
You want to see more of that, like more of the blitzing scheme, especially against a guy like Russell Wilson who can tend to put his head down the minute he sniffs pressure?
Yes. I mean, I just feel like I know you guys were saying, I think Bob said it earlier, you know, we got to win on first down. First down is the most important down because if we – offensively, yeah, you want to get ahead on the sticks. Defensively, you want to win first down and get them behind the sticks. So we put pressure, you blitz automatically and bring some pressure from the beginning of the game. Guess what? That looks like if you bring it in the beginning of the game, we put in pressure and we're able to dictate the game more.
Yeah, and but don't we need to get more pressure, though, just from that front four, like Chris Jones?
We need pressure from Chris Jones. I need Bolton to step up. I just need the whole defense to step up and play. And, you know, we also used to playing with a lead, you know.
Right.
We normally up 14-0, so guess what? We're pass rushing. Now we're not up, and we're in tight games. Now you get to see what this team is really made of.
Well, and that's where I am too, Sean. I mean, as we talk with Sean Smith, like, you know, it's easy to lead and be a leader when you're winning and everything's great. This is where really leadership really shows. This, to me, is a game that's on the hands of Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones. Like, those are your four leaders. They need to be the ones that lead this team to victory.
Yes, they do. And, you know, we haven't talked about lately either, though, special teams. We need to get something going in the return game.
What do you think you see from Xavier Worthy in this game, coming off the labrum injury 1 week after it happened and playing in this game, most likely to play? Like, what do you want to see from his production with that speed on the field?
Just get him the ball, whether we use it like how you should use Tyreek Hill, jet sweep. We have to get the ball in our playmaker's hands.
Right. Yeah, and I think the game plan needs to be geared around Xavier Worthy because he presents something, in my opinion anyway, that's different than what everybody else has, and that's that speed. I think he can blaze by people before folks even really realize he's blazing by them.
Yes, when he's in gear five, they're still in gear one.
What is your opinion of Russell Wilson?
Sierra runs his life. I wish I was playing this week because I would give him hell. I mean, I think Russell Wilson's a great stand-up guy, company guy, as they say, company man. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great company man, but I don't trust him. Look at everywhere he's gone. Everybody doesn't like him no more when he leaves. He had to have a special office in Denver. Like, who are you? You're not a coach. You're a player.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? It's just everybody. Then the receiver that was with him in Seattle, Baldwin. I see them talking about him on Marshawn Lynch and Mike Robinson podcast talking about Russell. I'm like, and these are legit guys. If Marshawn Lynch played with you and he didn't have your phone number and you're the quarterback, come on.
That's a problem. That's one of the more stunning things to me that I've ever seen, you know, in this job, Sean. And I've been doing this thing for, you know, 25 years now. To have another teammate say that he doesn't have his other teammate's phone number, that tells me that guy sucks, man. I don't want him as my teammate.
He's not even a leader. I mean, I put it to you like this. When I played for the Chiefs, I wasn't cool with Matt Castle like that, but I had Matt Castle's phone number.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
If I wanted to call him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just that just shows what kind of leadership he is. I think Russell does everything for a front. He's a fraud to me. You know, he does everything. I feel like you guys said earlier, when you meet a woman changes you. I guess Sierra changed him tremendously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Just, yeah.
He's not the Russell Wilson that everybody thinks he is.
What do you mean you and Matt Castle weren't cool? Like, did you guys beef?
Nah, we wasn't beef. You know me.
Yeah.
I tell the offense, and I used to tell Charlie, too, run the damn ball. The offense suck. You put us in the – we just was on the field for 10-play drive. You can't go out there and go three and out and go three passes straight in a row. Come on now.
Right. No,
this is a break. It's called game management.
Yeah. You know,
that's the thing we have to do better.
But it plays into this team, too, because I've seen a lot of times where the defense has a long drive. They get out and they have a three and out, and the defense is right back out there on the field.
And guess what? I'll be yelling at Nagy, even though I'm playing. Hey, man, call something else. Kill the clock. Something. Game plan sucks or something because you spend all them hours in the building you got to be able to make adjustments. Like, yeah, we saying the Giants suck. Yeah, they're 0-2 just like us, so we can't call nobody suck. We're trash right now.
Yeah, I hope to God when you're yelling at that TV, you got that robe on and nothing else on.
My girlfriend gets mad at me when I wear my robe out in public. She won't go nowhere with me. She gets mad at me about my robe, but everybody loves the Robe Chronicles.
Oh, God.
So I watch the game in peace. I have me a cigar, I have me a drink, and I watch it, but I get frustrated sometimes because sometimes the play calling, the missed tackling, the stupid penalties we be having, it's just like I don't even understand. And just as we talked about my girlfriend, she walks by with a Chiefs blanket. that must mean we're gonna win this week.
I can't figure out a way to do it any better than that. Like you said, women will change you, man. They make you put jeans on and a t-shirt when you go out in public now.
Yeah, hey, she does not like. Well, if I say I'm gonna put the robe on, she just give me that look, that eye look, that you know you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't even do it. I go to the gas station late at night to go in my robe, and she's like, "Where you going?" I'm going to the gas station.
All right, Sean, give us a prediction score wise in this game against the Giants on Sunday night.
Prediction. The prediction I got is I'm gonna go with this. 35-14. I think we get back on track with the run game and everything and score some points.
What's on the menu for the weekend?
I don't know yet. I gotta see what's going on. It depends on what we do tonight. My football team. We play tonight.
Who you got?
We won last week.
There we go.
We had a nice thing, so hopefully we can get to 3-1 tonight. And then if that's the case, I might just go barbecue on Sunday.
Just roll through Taco Cabana, dude, and get all the good Mexican food.
That sounds good, too. But we got this place called Crush Taco out here in Frisco, and it's real nice.
What's it called? Crush Taco?
Yes, Crush Taco.
Oh, Fresh Taco. Okay.
Gotcha.
Crush Taco.
I have to get that cigar and drink and put a little extra something in that cigar, if you know what I'm saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you already know. I just didn't want to say that. You guys know me. You guys know that Deep Freeze is going to have the good green. You know what I mean? The good green.
That kale, baby.
See you in the garage, buddy. Sean.
All right, Sean, we'll talk to you next Friday, man. We appreciate it. Take it easy.
All right, you guys have a great one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.